This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 12/12/22. The name of the patient is Lisa McGuckin Brown, capital M-C-G-U-C-K-I-N, capital B-R-O-W-N, first name Lisa L-I-S-A, and this is a treadmill exercise stress test, file EST, space McGuckin. Actually, it's capital M-C, capital G is part of one word, G-U-C-K-I-N, and then space, capital B-R-O-W-N. So it's EST, space McGuckin, space Brown, space L. Cardiac Care Associates letterhead. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination, 12/12/22. Referring physician, Rochelle Schwartz, MD. Performing physician, Rochelle, R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E, Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-Z, Schwartz, it looks like. MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 55-year-old female with history of breast CA and dyspnea on exertion. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure. I just want to check one thing on the ECG. Baseline blood pressure, 110 over 70, period. Baseline heart rate, 79 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 152, parentheses, 92% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 150 over 68 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22800, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She began experiencing dyspnea in the last stage of stress. Stress was terminated due to dyspnea and fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 114 over 66 and a heart rate of 83 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test to 92% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period, but began experiencing dyspnea in stage 3 of stress, comma, earlier than her prior stress test, period. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comma, decreased compared to her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.